You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
It's live. All right. Hey, welcome, everybody. We are here with Kelly Joseph. Do you always say your middle name?
No, I don't.
Kelly, no, but I love that middle name. Kelly Stryker. Is that how I pronounce
that's
it?
That's my maiden name.
I love it. I love it.
I just thought it was cool.
It is pretty cool. So we are here. We have some amazing prizes, and we're chatting about this brand new children's book. It is so cool. It's fun. And I love this. How weird is it to be like looking at your own book? Is that pretty cool?
Very exciting.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that it's been about a full year of just kind of hoping that it got to this point.
Yes.
And now it's the real thing.
It is the real thing. It's called And That's the Deal. Mm-hmm. And give us the kind of like genesis of this book. Tell us what this whole thing's about.
Well, you know, after having a few grandkids, I just had my seventh. So we have seven grandbabies that are the ages of 3 and under, which is amazing.
It's
such a blessing. Mm-hmm. But you spend a lot of time. I've gotten the blessing of spending a lot of time with them. We all live very close and in proximity to each other. And it's great to be able to read them books all the time. And I just thought, I think I could write a book. And
you can.
So I noticed that when you are with your grandbabies and your own kids, you kind of say the same phrases. I found myself saying the same things to them that I used to say to my own kids. And I thought, wow, I think I'm gonna try to write a little book about this.
I love it.
See how it goes.
By the way, folks, she does not look like a grandmother. I'm just saying. So And That's the Deal. You said that phrase a lot with all your different kids.
Yeah, I did. So, and I especially the real inspiration for mm-hmm. that phrase recently has been my granddaughter Mia. She's my first
Ooh.
Grandchild. She's very spunky and fun and mm-hmm. lovable, mm-hmm. but she doesn't like to do anything that you ask her to when you want her to. So, I'm with her enough to say, you know what, Mia, let's get to. That's the deal. We're gonna tie your hair up so that you can see and play with your toys, and then that's the deal. And now let's go have fun. So for her, it's always important, I noticed, to give her a choice once you've decided for her that you know, you are going to sit at the table to eat your dinner, or yes, we're gonna get in the car seat. You're safer in your car seat, and that's the deal. But it helps her have a choice, you know. Which book would you like to take with you in your car seat?
Or, ooh, that's good.
You know, which hair tie do you want to put in your hair? And for her, that softened the blow of having to do what Kiki wanted her to do.
Which, I see. So yeah. it's not, will you wear a hair tie? It's you get to choose which one.
Right. It's kind of tricky. Oh,
that's so good. That's so good.
The advantages of being a little older than they are.
It's like Jedi strategy right there or something.
Controlling
I love
them,
that. Yeah. I love that. So I love the fact that this is not your only book. In fact, it's kind of like kids where I'm sure this was painful to put out there.
Yeah.
You know, it is some work, it's some effort, but it's kind of like the I'm told a lot of female clients say to me, it's kind of like having a baby where once you hold it, you know, you say, I want another one.
Yes, true. Very true. And I went into this with the idea that, you know, when you have your own kids, life is very busy and you feel like you're swimming across the Atlantic Ocean and you don't come up for breath until the fourth one is just got engaged last night. Actually.
Yeah. So congratulations.
You kind of come up. Thank you. You come up for breath and go, oh, okay. You look at your husband. I have a wonderful husband, Chris. And I look at him and we look at each other like, okay, I think we did this. I mean, I think we did it. And then as a grandparent, we're finding that we have a lot more time to process what it is that worked for us as parents. And we did a lot of things wrong. We did some things right. And, you know, it's helped me to focus on the things that we did right. And so some of the other ideas I have written down for each of the kids and their different personalities, each of the grandbabies, you know, like books are special, so we're not going to eat them. You know, that's another one.
We're not going to eat them.
We're going to treat them special.
I've never told an author that. I've never told my authors not to eat their books.
Yeah. So
we gotta read some of these names.
Yeah, I can't see. I'll
read them to you.
Okay.
So this is Susie Hoffer Redding. You know, some of these people you might know, some of them you might not know.
If I do know you, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. And then we have, he's my guy.
Hi, Mike.
He's from Montreal.
Oh, wow.
So this is an international
party. This truly is global.
Yes. Yeah. Susan Zartman, local. She's fantastic.
I know Susan. Hi, Susan.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
You got Nadine. Again, a lot of these people.
Okay,
you know
so
her?
That
oh,
one.
Wow.
Morgan Starkey Blanchard. That's my illustrator. She is
her?
A young Morgan. Yeah, where are you? Where's she go?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so Morgan, that's my girl right there.
All
and
right.
She joined me on this many, many months ago. Boy, did she take a lot of phone calls
have your illustrator
she is
on
a
the party.
Yep. And she, Morgan, great to have you. She's a student. She's a newlywed. She lives in Utah.
Utah. Okay.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Great girl. And we're hoping to work together.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Are you, now that you
Hi,
wrote
Morgan.
One of your books for one of your grandkids.
Yeah.
Are they all saying like, where's mine?
Well, I did put a little pressure on myself because on the, what's the first page called?
Dedication
page.
Yeah.
I said, this book is for all my kids and their kids, especially Mia. So that's the name of my first grandchild. So I've really got to pick up the pace and make sure that, you know, I can pull this off for all of them.
I love it.
In all fairness.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some of the prizes that we have because
sure.
This is a party and mm-hmm. I feel like very privileged because we have the prize table in the back here. I'm gonna go get some of the prizes and then you need to explain the prizes.
Okay. All right.
So first of all,
I don't know how the prizes get won. Carrie will explain
it all. So first of all, let's explain this. A lot of people might not know this. You are the mother of four rock stars.
That's right. Yes, four rock stars.
Four rock stars. And let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, but one of my rock stars is actually a rock star. The rest of them are not musicians. Well, actually Jay is too.
Jay
so
is.
I have my oldest one is Tyler Joseph and he's the lead singer of 21 Pilots.
So I want people to realize this. Like some people might be like, who the heck are they?
Yeah.
But 21 Pilots, I mean, let's just talk because I want to get into some of that.
Sure.
You know, being a mom, being a grandmother, but you know, let's talk about the fact that your son won a Grammy.
He did. In his underwear.
In his underwear.
Yeah.
First, share that story and were you like...
He told us on the ride over that if they win, he said, we're not going to win, Mom, because we're up against, you know, I don't
Sia
remember.
Sia.
Yeah.
All these
I can't remember
people.
Their names,
yeah.
But big time people. But if we do win, I just want to prepare you. We're going up in our underwear because that's how we watch the Grammys in their apartment. All their guys sitting around in their underwear watching the Grammys. They wanted to stay true to who they were. And I said, do you have to do that? And he did. So he got a lot of underwear promo sent to him, a lot of merchandise sent to
did
him,
he?
People wanting him to be there.
Wow.
But it turned
that
down. Anyway, they've all had
right.
a really nice career and very proud of Tyler and his bandmate, Josh. They're great young men.
Fantastic.
And I love that all of my friends and my friends' kids can go to shows. It's a good, show.
It's a good group. Yeah.
Yeah. And they've kept it. They're different than most.
Yeah.
Most.
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Oh, no.
We'll keep rolling. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the fact, because we're talking about everything today, right? I mean, nothing's off topic. So one of the things that I want to talk about is you have a faith. Chris has a faith.
Yes.
And yet 21 Pilots, even this book, you're not like in people's face about faith.
Right.
But yet people go a layer deep and they see that.
Yeah.
Why, talk about that. And is that intentional? Because I think you're a teacher and Chris is a coach. And
well,
that.
that's a really good and deep question. We could talk about that all day.
Yeah.
But you know, just a quicker answer is that I don't know how parents can parent without a belief or a faith in God, a higher power. You go to bed at night and you think, okay, I have somebody next to me to talk to, a person, my husband, which these single moms are just heroes.
Oh, yeah.
I've got someone to talk to. Not only that, but I have my God who I can pray to and say, we don't know the answer to this. We don't know how to do this. And we can ask for his help. And he has been, you know, truly faithful and blessed us with a lot of ideas and wisdom that we never would have come up with on our own. And so we just always encourage that. And I just share my life with people. I share who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to change anybody, or I'm very interested in other people, where they're coming from and what their beliefs are. But I know that our family is a family of faith, and we believe in Jesus Christ, and he saved my life.
Wow.
So it's been a major, the most important decision of my life. And this is, we talk to our kids all the time about, you know, this is just extra. Tyler especially was born with kind of a tough way to go. He shouldn't have made it. And so Chris always tells him his birth story to remind him and the rest of our kids that this life that you see, this physical stuff, is really short. It goes really fast. And so there's way more to it than just what we see. And go out and go big. Go do something really big.
Wow.
And try to take people with you. Try to help as many people as you can, and be a helper and be a light. And, you know, I've always, when my kids were going off to school, I would tell them, go put someone on the map. You know, you're on the map because you were just, you're born, you're everything's fine with you. You're healthy. You're athletic. Go find somebody who needs a friend. Don't worry about, oh, am I going to have a friend? Go be a friend.
Ooh.
And so go put someone on the map for,
that is good.
Yeah. So we talk about giving back to people around us.
Yeah.
That's really what I want to do. And I told Carrie even this morning that, you know, his phrase "show up, filled up" means a lot to me because I try to get ready for my day with some downtime, just me and my coffee and my Bible, and try to focus on how, you know, how God could possibly use me in someone else's life today.
Wow.
So that's a great phrase.
I got to read this comment. Yeah. This is just a testimony to you and Chris. And by the way, we are giving away this amazing long sleeve tee, which I kind of like that myself.
It's a great color, isn't it? I like the color.
It is good. It is bright. I love it.
Yeah.
This is going to be mailed to the most engaged member. So those of you who are here, you're tagging people, you're sharing the live stream, you're commenting. Our team is going to pick the winner. Look at what Nathan Waller said. I took him on a trip called Survivor back in youth group. And the guy was amazing.
He's a great young man.
I mean, was he in class with Adam Dunn?
I think that is the same age. Yeah, okay. Remember that crew, right?
I want to make sure this is the same Nathan, because, I mean, he's a legend.
Yes, it is.
But look at what he says. He says, she was the best basketball coach's wife.
Aww.
Sitting across the court coaching from the opposite side. I loved watching Kelly and Chris coach together when I was
sweet.
In high school. Is that
Thanks,
cool?
Thanks, Nathan. That's very sweet.
That's huge.
That's very sweet. I had fun. We had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Talk about even that, the fact that I know we're talking about the book. And by the way, folks, when I say this, I'm being serious. Get the book, because Amazon is running out of them. Now, you think I'm just saying that, but we've seen this happen during the book launches. They have paperback, which is fantastic and beautiful. They have hardcover. And why would this make a great gift? I mean, we're here a few days before Black Friday. Yeah. Why would getting a few of these copies be good for grandmothers, mothers, aunts, whoever?
You're
uncles?
Asking me why?
Yeah.
Because I need to sell, but no. it's just a... I've read it. I've practiced with it. So I've read it to all of my kids.
It's practical and it works.
It's very practical. Yeah. And I hear them say it too. I mean, my kids are always, my grandbabies are always saying, that's the deal. Kiki said, that's the deal. So that's the deal. It's good for them to look through.
I would have had that as a father of three. They're too old now.
I mean,
you can't say that as a teenager,
No, but hopefully you've worked on that too.
Yeah.
You know, but, kids do better when the adults are in control, but in a loving, we try to make it really fun.
So they want boundaries.
Kids want boundaries.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
There's a crazy story I need to tell really quick. Just cause my brain is pretty weird, but there's a park that they built in a very, very busy city. Okay. So think about this for a moment.
Yeah.
Beautiful park.
Yeah.
For kids. In a busy city, And what they did is they purposely didn't put a fence around it.
Yes.
Because have you ever heard
this? I've heard this.
Yeah, yes, it's true.
It's amazing.
True. Yeah. They didn't put a fence around it because they wanted kids to feel free.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. And then they realized that none of the kids were playing with the equipment that was near the edge.
Right. They weren't taking any risks.
No, because they were scared because there was no fence.
Yeah,
and of course, the illustration is boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're saying that this book, and that's the deal, is a soft boundary.
It is. It really is. And I do think that we can only earn our right to give our kids boundaries when we, as parents, you sacrifice everything for them. And you give them a lot of love and you take care of them. And it's not like you're just a harsh, we always say that, you know, my kids will say somehow it worked that we grew up with mean mom and dumb dad. And I'm not mean and Chris is not dumb, but he is the funny guy. And I'm more of the, okay, we got to do this and keep you on schedule. And I think it's a good balance, but kids do, I see at school too, when I first meet a student who comes into our building, I get to teach math, high school math.
Sure.
To kids that are a little bit needy, and they're awesome kids. They're the best kids in the Olentangy School District. But you have to be a little tough with them at first. Mm. You have to let them know that you are the boss, but you really do adore them.
Wow.
And you're very interested in what interests them. And
that's good.
And so that makes the boundaries all that more comfortable for them.
Folks, did you hear that? This is a children's book that's actually more than just a book. It's a tool. And that's the deal, is the phrase that you can use to essentially create a soft boundary, but also invite relationship. It's not like, it's much better than because I said so.
Yeah. Yeah. It's way different than that. So I hope that that comes across.
Well, let's give away the first prize.
Okay.
So, if we had Josh, we could do a jumbo drum.
On. Yeah. Yeah. He would do, he would drum on anything.
Josh,
you saw him.
Yep,
yeah. Yeah.
So let's have the drum roll and then look at that. That's where she got it from. So Tanisha or Ricky or Michael, we have a whole team here that's just loving on you.
Awesome.
Pick the winner and
I pick it.
No, they're going to pick.
They
they're
going
to pick it.
And then I don't want to do that.
And then we're going to show the name.
Okay.
And so we'll do that in a moment. Let's talk now about the next prize.
Okay.
Because your husband
is
also an author, and we were so excited to be his publisher too.
So
tell us.
Well, in our family, competition is such a huge thing. And my kids say that, Mom, you only want to write a book because you're trying to compete with Dad.
<That's>
like, no, that's not true.
That's cool.
So Chris and Sean Patrick and Dean Foulkes together wrote a devotional, which I love. And I'm very proud of them for that. It's called Just Thinking. And of course, it was published through Ethos International with Carrie.
Yes.
And it's quite a tool.
It is quite a tool. And the first time, the first time I met Chris, it was at Corner Store Bakery. Let's give a shout out to to Matt and Julie Bowers, Corner Store Bakery. But he made me laugh so hard, Chris.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting it. You know, I kind of came in, you know, just serious. And there's some adult men. And he was just so
That's
silly.
Why I married him, because he made me laugh.
Really?
He really is good at that. He's always made me laugh.
So we're going to be giving away this book. And I like this book because what is it daily?
It is daily. I don't have my glasses.
No, that's April 14th.
Yep. So it's dated.
Yeah.
All the way through.
Oh,
and
I
it's just
it.
Kind of small snippets of really practical situations and faith.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Chris
love
has
it.
Had a lot of people from when he was growing up even call and text, hey, I got your book, you know, old friends from his neighborhood as a kid. And so it's really kind of it's been a great thing.
And isn't he on Twitter?
Yeah, he's not as active as he used to be, but he was Chris.
Chris
Twitter. Yeah.
C-H-R-I-Z.
Yes. He has a lot of confidence. And Chris and I were practicing for this. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I'll be Carrie, you be me. To show me what I should say and talk about. And he's like, okay, go ahead, you be Carrie. And so all I would say is, okay, so why'd you write a book? And he's like that.
He just went off.
He went off on all kinds of things. And he loves this. This is his wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much mine, but I'm enjoying myself.
You are doing amazing. Hey, tell Kelly, by the way, beautiful name. It's my wife's name. Yeah. So it's very special to me. But tell Kelly that she's doing an amazing job, folks. I'm telling you what. And I was saying a few minutes ago, Amazon does run out. So Amazon could run out of Kelly's books. Probably not Chris's. It probably won't run. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. See, I'm trying to mess with Chris.
Trying to light competitive
that's
fire.
That's right. But we do have the first winner. And
great. Thanks for showing up, guys. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
They already told me the winner. It was, let me see here.
You still let one of my kids win it.
Yes. Nadine Nevin Kutch. And I could have said that wrong, and I definitely might have. But let's bring her up. Look at that. So,
Hi, Nadine.
So Nadine gets to win the amazing shirt.
Awesome.
So our team's going to get in touch. Next, let's give away Chris's book. Again, this is a party where you folks.
Oh, it's signed too, which I don't know if that matters.
That increases the value. And he wrote down a verse, and it says, it's worth it. Do you know what verse it is?
I don't know.
2 Timothy 4, 7. Okay.
Fight the good fight.
Okay.
It's worth it.
So folks, let's pick the best, not the best person. Let's pick the most engaged member.
If you're not first, you're last.
And let's talk about that a little bit. That's our next topic, by the way. Okay. So we're going to pick a winner for there. I like winning. Yeah, and I've heard you do too.
I hear sickness.
Yeah. have you ever heard of this guy named Tim Grover?
No.
Okay. He was Michael Jordan's mindset coach Kobe Bryant's. Okay. And so I'm reading it. There's a few colorful words in there, but
competitors.
But you know, it talks about winning, and I think that sometimes Christians get a bad rap, like as in you shouldn't win. You should be really timid. Yeah. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, I've had the opportunity to be able to coach basketball at all levels, from, you know, little kids, my own kids, all the way through AAU and high school.
Yes.
And one of the things I always told my little kids, even very little kids, was, and I told their parents, we're going to try to win, because kids love to win. And they'll be more engaged. They'll be more invested. Now, we won't win at the expense of a kid not feeling included ever. But we're going to put everybody in the best position to have a successful outing.
Mm.
And, you know, they loved it. And we did win when you focus on that. That's important. Winning is, to me, has always been important. And my kids would always say they'd get ready to go to a basketball game. They're getting picked up by the neighbor. We had four kids. So Chris and I had to, like, he takes a kid here and I take a kid there. We weren't always going to each other's games. Mm-hmm. And they would always say to me, Mom, why can't you just be like the rest of the moms? Like, oh, okay. So I would, you know, hand Zach or Jay their basketball and say, in their water bottle, and say, okay, well, you know, have a good time and share the ball with all your friends. And that wasn't me. And they're looking at me like, what? And I go, well, I don't know how to be like everybody. I mean, I want to win.
Yes. It must be a Kelly thing.
Maybe.
My wife, when we're watching my daughter play basketball at Olentangy, Coba.
Yeah. We did a lot of Coba.
I'll kind of have to be like,
Settle down. Chris was always that person for me. Kelly's not that big of a deal.
She gets into it. I mean, I get into it too, but
I think it stems from my dad's mother, Mimi. She never let us win at anything. We played a lot of games, and if you beat her, you really did beat her. So one of my kids, I don't know if it was Tyler or Zach, ran up the steps at Christmas with their ping pong paddle in their hand from the basement. I beat her. And she was like 88 years old.
88.
And we were like, are you serious? Like, you're proud of that? Well, yeah, I beat her.
That's so awesome.
So I think that's from Mimi.
All right. Listen, I get it. I'm in a Peloton competition right now.
Yeah, and you want to do your best.
And I'm like studying the angles. I hear you.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know if you feel this way. I feel like some of us who are fierce competitors, what we're really competing against is ourselves.
Yeah. You want to,
you know, because
best.
You know, there's more in you.
Right.
I actually like tough competition because, you know, let's talk about Tyler's band or mm-hmm. you know, this book, you're number one on Amazon right now.
Wow. Yeah.
But you know, it forces you to have to get better.
Yeah, it does. And you know, that's something that one of the things that we always talk to our kids about was, you know, doing what you don't feel like doing.
Mm.
You're not going to feel like doing, but you like the results of the hard work. And so,
yes,
we only knew basketball and, you know, math. I teach math.
See, I'm glad you said that, because this woman right here, Jonna Lee Smith, she's one of my top clients. And she wrote a book called Mathineers, Making Mathineers.
Ooh, I love that.
And she's in, she's local.
Yeah.
And she is passionate about new math and math.
Yeah.
And awesome. you're speaking to fellow math people here.
Sometime for sure.
I love it.
Yeah. But we just always told our kids that pick something you want to do and do it really hard and work really hard at it. Cause it's worth it.
Yeah.
I know Tyler's had people ask him over the years, do you think all that time you spent practicing basketball was wasted? And Tyler would tell you, and so would Zach and Maddie and Jay, all four of my kids, that no, because
it developed habits.
Yeah, it helped me do what I don't feel like doing so that I can end up doing what I, you know, be good enough to do what I
love
to do.
I love that.
So let's, we kind of, if you want to stop playing basketball and ride a horse, let's do that. We'll ride it really hard. And I'll be there with you. I don't know how to ride a horse, but
that, I love that. So, you can see that you and Chris are major supporters.
We try to be. I mean, we also try to be a sounding board for them, and we try to be. That's another whole nother thing to learn too, how to parent your adult children.
Oh yeah,
because you're not, you know, you're their friend now,
right?
You're still a little bit of a mentor, but you have to kind of,
you have to earn it almost, right?
You do, and you have to serve and kind of show up to be helpful and sometimes wear tan and stand against the wall.
Yes.
Keep your mouth shut.
There you go.
You learn to do those things too.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, let's read some of these comments here. I want to share this. There's this woman named, is it Tanya? Maybe I'm saying that wrong. But she said the last 21 Pilots show, she saw Jay perform.
Yeah.
He is an excellent performer. Aww. Just got tickets for 22 this morning. And on that topic, we have our next prize.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's,
I couldn't leave him out.
It's perfect segue.
Yep. So
this, I'm not going to say that Tanya should win it, but
that's a pretty good comment though for Jay Joseph.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk to us about this, because
Jay kind of started basketball. I mean, he started his music career a little late, kind of like Tyler did. But he realized,
so finish the Jay story.
So Jay wanted to also do music, and I give him a lot of credit, because when your brother is one of the biggest in the world, to follow him is not easy.
Yes, and that's got to be tough.
Jay's very brave. He was very brave, and he's good, and he worked very hard, and he's honing his craft. He's working on an album right now. So he's got 5 songs, I think, that are out, and then he'll put together an album. He's doing it in our basement, so we get to hear it. Very fun to hear the process. I did, you know, you kind of, when Tyler moved out, I kind of miss hearing all the music in the basement, but Jay's kind of picked that up. We don't want Zach and Maddie ever to sing anything because they can't, but they're rock stars.
But Zach even raps.
Zach rapped on one of Tyler's songs.
I heard that song.
Zach
has
since started, you know, our kids, people all the time will tell me, oh, you must be so proud of Tyler.
Mm.
And you know, I am, I really am. But I have all 4 of my kids are, I've told Carrie that, you know, the thought of a book would be, I have 4 rock stars and only one of them's a musician, but I have to change that now, because now 2 of them are musicians.
That,
but you know,
true.
Zach has started his own business. He's got a family, beautiful wife and 3 kids, and he is working hard and such a go-getter in his smaller sphere of influence. Mm. I like who my kids are. Maddie is rocking it, killing it with, you know, raising 3 little babies.
Oh yeah.
And she's doing a great job, her and her husband. I really like all my kids. So that's why I look back and go, man, we did something. We must have done something right. I mean,
yes.
Yeah. You know, so, but proud of Jay. So there's a Jay shirt for anybody who
Jay
wants
shirt
to be a Jay Joseph
fan. And you can verify this, because our team already sent us the winner. And
well, good.
And they, look at this. Tanya was my pick for the prize. I'm not even making that up. So awesome. All the way from Montreal, Michael, we also call him Michel because I think that's how they pronounce it in French.
Yes.
I think. I don't know. But anyway, so she is the winner. All so right. big
Tanya, congratulations.
Big applause to you.
Yeah.
You know, that brings me to my next topic, though, which is also dealing with kids, grandkids. It's almost like, it's a weird analogy, but just hang with me. Mm-hmm. David and Jonathan. Hmm. You just mentioned Jay and Tyler. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying Tyler's David, but I'm saying there's this respect that Jonathan has. And let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, when people used to say, oh, your mom or dad's favorite, like they didn't say that about me.
Yeah,
but
sure they did.
No, I don't think they did. But let's talk about that, because how do you shepherd, parent kids that first of all, do you parent them the same way? Mm-hmm. That's a question. Mm-hmm. Or do you grandparent them the same way? But how can you steer that child up into their giftedness without comparing? I mean, let's think about Mary raising Jesus and other kids.
Right.
And I heard the joke that sometimes Mary would say, why can't you be like your older brother, Jesus? No.
Right. Yeah.
No, that's tough. She didn't say that, but
I don't think that, and we have not had the sibling, our kids have all really rooted for each other. Mm. So when they were very little, we had this thing called the 21 rules of this house.
Is that where they got 21 pounds?
No, it's really not. It's totally coincidental. Wow. It was from it's not my idea. It was, it was a preschool program.
Right.
And one of the rules that I really loved with it.
Mm-hmm. You're cool. You're good.
One of the rules I really loved was, if you have a friend over and they are not kind to your brother or sister, then they cannot stay.
Ooh.
Because your most important friends are going to be your siblings. And we really talked about that a lot and prayed about that a lot.
That's huge.
And made that a huge line item for our family, that your brothers and your sister, they are your most important friends. They are the ones that are going to be there when you need them.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, we enjoy and welcome as many friends as we have, but they have to work. I have to work with them.
I love
the rest of them. So that being said, it's given, I think, our kids a real excitement for each other's successes. You know,
that's good
to see. Maddie, she's building a business, and Jay and Zach and Tyler are very excited for them. And not only that, but I got to tell you, my kids have married the best in-laws that you could ever, like my daughter-in-laws are the most amazing young ladies.
I know one of them.
Jenna Tatum.
Yeah. Because, Mark kids. Artrip and I were pastors together.
She's an amazing girl, perfect fit for Tyler.
Wow.
And Tatum and Zach. Tatum's a perfect fit. And then our son-in-law Will is an amazing husband and father. And we are all friends. So
that's so good.
Also, Jay just got engaged last night.
Yes.
To our precious Lauren. So Lauren. That's exciting too. So
huge.
God has really given us the opportunity for all of our kids to respect each other.
Mm.
And really be friends, and they like each other. I'm not saying they don't annoy each other, but they do like each other.
What I see that Kelly created is a house where everyone feels supported. So awesome.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
And listen,
Michelle,
you're getting so many shout outs here. Our fellow Mathineer said, said that this might be your next book title.
Yeah.
She calls you a rock star mom.
Well,
but see that could be a title.
It could be, except those who know me well enough know that I'm not. There are lots of phrases that I would never put in a book that I've used as well.
There you go.
So yeah.
But don't you think people want that authenticity? I mean, I'm not asking you to put all that stuff in a book, but I think, you know, the reason why this is such a great book is because it's authentic. Like, how many times a day when you are a dad or a mom of a young one or a grandparent, you have to be creative and use this.
And you have to try to meet them where they are and not be condescending.
Yeah.
Even the little ones, they know when you're condescending.
Interesting.
And a couple of wrong words could really undermine what you're trying to, the trust that you're trying to build
Wow.
with your child or grandchild or a student. we see that all the time at school. We love our students so much, but if you were having a bad day and we come to them not in the right attitude, it could really, it could really shut a door.
Well, we're showing the book on Amazon.
Great.
Already it's got, just overnight, it's got 4 reviews, just boom, like that.
Wow.
And you go to the paperback version and it's the number one new release. And your son was joking that it's in children's safety because if you don't listen to mom or grandma,
she'll hurt you.
That's
you
good.
Won't be safe.
That is good.
Yeah.
So that is so fun. I love the description. And this is so cool. Parents are used to hearing, but I don't want to.
Right.
In, and that's the deal, mom and grandmom, Kelly Joseph shows a simple, effective solution to stop arguing. Love it. Mm-hmm. There's a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Reduce the stress. There's a benefit. And build strong relationships with children.
Yeah.
By identifying the benefits of doing what kids don't want to do, parents can shift the conversation from I don't want to, and that's the deal.
Yeah.
Love it. I love a book
Carrie.
Practical.
Yeah.
But also fun.
And then that gives us a chance to move on to things that are really fun. And we do a lot of really fun things. My husband and I, with our kids, kids. It's so fun. It's a zoo, but it's fun.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So I'm going to put on a hat because I'm bald.
Yeah. And I thought Carrie might be a little cold.
And I could use the hat, but I am so excited to wear this. Folks, you wish you were getting this.
No, this is not a giveaway.
So,
Carries.
Look at that. That is fantastic. 21 Pilots. Boom.
There you go.
So now let's give away the next prize. All right.
Okay.
So this is, we got to talk about this. So this, first of all, very soft.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Very soft.
I think it's a great shirt.
It's kind of like this shirt that everybody wants. What is
I brought this because all of my kids' friends, I see them everywhere in these shirts and they love them. So I thought maybe a young 20 something. It's a really comfortable shirt.
It is.
But when Tyler got to a point in his career where he could take some time and finances to kind of reach out and help other people, the conversation was, well, what's your heart?
And
Tyler said, Columbus, Ohio is my heart.
Wow.
And basketball was my life. And I would really like to help underprivileged kids. And well, who could run that? Who knows coaches and referees and athletic directors throughout the state of Ohio? And Tyler's like, my dad is just perfect. So Chris developed Court U. It's an organization.
It's a nonprofit
organization where they teach biblical principles and life skills to kids and try to give kids a leg up who are kind of not underprivileged, but under disadvantaged.
Yeah.
I guess,
they got some strikes against them.
Yeah.
Right?
Things working against them. So we're always for the underdog.
Well, I love that. In
and
fact,
it's a great shirt.
In fact, we got our winner already.
Oh, cool.
So Marianne Kangerme.
I'm
maybe?
Used to try and pronounce a lot of students' names.
These are interesting.
Kangemi? That should be a soft G with the E
look
following.
At you. Yes. Look, she's math and English.
Kangemi.
And I'm proof that you don't even need to be good in English to write a book. I'm serious. You don't need to be good. See, look at you're right. Kangemi.
Kangemi.
Is that right?
Kangemi.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
So we'll get to our next prize here in a moment. Hang on. All right, folks, we got the grand prizes here.
Where do I hold them up?
I'm going to whisper something because I thought of a grand prize.
Okay.
Okay. But you got to be okay with it.
Yeah.
So folks, so you talk amongst yourself.
Okay.
All right,
sure.
Folks, we have a crazy, crazy grand prize. But here's what I need you to do. If you want to be considered for this, you have to tag people. You have to share this live stream.
Wow.
Why? Because we want this book to get out there so that parents and grandparents have tools instead of saying, you know, what I tended to say, because I said so.
I said so.
I wish I would have had this tool.
Yeah.
So first of all, folks, if you So we already have people saying, oh my gosh, signed. Yo, listen, wait till you, that's not even the grand prize. We have a
oh, crazy... Oasis is in the house. Oasis. That's my school building. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, I thought it was like the 90s band Oasis. Yeah, I'm no, like, no. Hey,
that's
all right.
That's
cool.
Olin Tangy school.
Olin Tangy. I love it. I love it. So folks, here's what I'm asking you to do. Share this, tag it, even purchase a copy from Amazon. Again, it's a super good deal. It's awesome. It's a fun read. The illustrations, as you said, Morgan totally crushed it.
Morgan did a great job.
She totally did good. Mm-hmm. And we have a grand prize. Now I'm going to announce the grand prize. But again, I want you to tag. Oh, look at all these people. Oh my gosh. Christy is being tagged. Jenna's being tagged. Kimberly's being tagged. Well, Mason's being tagged.
You know, if somebody asked Danny's me to do that, tagged. I wouldn't be able to do it, which is why.
Because you wouldn't know how to do the technology.
How to do it, yeah.
Well, that's why we're together today.
Yeah, that's right.
So here's the grand prize. Ready for this, folks? A 30-minute one-on-one coaching call with Kelly. Is that cool or what? You can talk about
anything,
life,
anything.
Motherhood, fatherhood.
You could probably teach me a few things too.
I love it. I love it. So I love what this family's doing. I love what Chris is doing, what Tyler's doing, what Jay's doing. What did you say, Maddie?
Zach and Maddie.
Zach and Maddie. Mm-hmm. By the way, Zach, I know what song you rap on. It's Kitchen Sink.
That's right. It is.
See? Yeah. Come on
that.
Now.
He did that live too.
Come on now.
Tyler started rapping mostly for Zach. Zach likes rap, and Tyler said, well, I gotta rap because my brother likes rap.
I love it. I love it. And Linda just said, I don't know how to tag either. So I purchased
Linda.
The book. I
that,
love it.
Is that Linda Hassey? My prayer warrior.
Is that Mike
Hi,
Hassey's
Linda.
Mom?
Yeah, aunt. Mike's aunt. Yeah.
I know Mike. Yeah. Like Mike is in the rugby coach and all that.
Yeah.
Small world, man.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming, Linda.
I'm going to put on another hat. And yes, I am going to wear all these and keep them all. And not because I'm greedy, but because really, when you're bald, your
you
head
need
gets
to
cold.
Keep it,
all right.
Yeah, you need to warm
so
up.
Here's the next one. Love it. I'm going to wear these forever.
See, for me, hats just ruin my hair.
Oh, no.
There you go. That was the trench era.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. So let's get tell us the next prize.
All right. So this is a hometown show baseball hat, Twin and Pilots, signed by Tyler and Josh. Where do I hold this?
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Right there by that green thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And while you explain their relationship, because I'm texting my wife about my son's dentist.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
So you go
definitely.
For it.
The relationship between Tyler and Josh. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Tell how they met each other.
So Josh was working at, I believe, Starbucks, and always wanted to, he came to one of Tyler's shows. Tyler had another drummer who's still friends with Tyler. Very great guy, Chris Sully. But Chris had to start paying his bills, and Tyler wasn't making any money.
Okay.
So Chris moved on and got a job, and Tyler said, Josh, can you come and do this one show for me?
Yes.
And Josh said, well, I have to go to work, but I'll just quit. So he did. He quit his job and he went to the show, and their first show was a house show, I think in Athens, Ohio. They got started and they got shut down because it was too loud. So
are you serious?
The noise ordinance shut him down. So Josh quit his job to go do a show that the cops came and shut down. And that was their great start. So when Tyler and Josh tell you how they met, they're always lying.
That's so
really
good. That's
met.
So good.
So
by the way,
yeah,
I'm just telling you. I know that, by the way, I'm not Kelly's career manager, but I may be someday
maybe,
soon.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, do you see how many people are tagging their friends for coaching?
Oh, wow.
I mean, they literally want this prize. How many of you think Kelly would be a really good coach? Like, I'm sitting here saying, I want to write some of these notes down about parenting.
Oh,
Have you and Chris thought about, I mean, have you thought about doing some of that
No,
stuff?
We've just tried to get through it ourselves. So,
okay.
Yeah, but we definitely, I
mean,
Chris,
we need to talk.
Chris is, he meets with men all the time.
Yeah.
He has a couple different
small
groups that he meets with and has great Bible studies with them.
Fantastic.
So that's terrific. And I should do more
See,
of that.
Kelly should teach seminars. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
so all I'm saying is
very encouraging, guys.
There's something here. And but I knew we were supposed to publish you because we chatted this summer.
Yes, we did.
It was the summer. And you know,
I just called Carrie and asked him for advice.
Yeah. And I knew the other publisher would be fine, but I just knew that you have a big message. And I'm convinced this isn't your only book. And you have a heart for to talk about in a few minutes, and then we'll give away this amazing.
Okay. Is this with it or is that?
No, that's separate. That's okay. Separate. Okay. Yeah. That we'll give away to this prize and then another prize and then you get the grand prize. So somebody from the team, tell me who's going to win this. But
it's a cool hat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I like mine more, but no, it's good. So share with us your heart. For when we chatted, you said you wanted to help young moms specifically.
Yeah, I think that I just think that the young moms that I look at, like my daughter and my daughter-in-laws and their friends, it's a tough world, you know, with these new young families.
Yeah.
And I just think that there needs to be some things that they can count on, some ideas that they can try out that aren't just from whatever famous person is on Instagram saying, this is how you get a kid to do this. And this is how you get a kid to sleep. And this, how, and in a small sense, I'm able to help my own family.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it would be nice to be able to help some other families too. There are some absolutes. There are absolutes in the world, and it's okay for kids to know that there are some absolutes with a lot of room to grow and a lot of room to express themselves and be who God created them to be. And, you know, follow their passion. I get kids in school all the time that I hate math. I don't want to do math. And I'm like, you don't need to want to do it and you don't need to like it. What do you want to do? Well, I want to go to a ski resort and I want to be an emergency rescue guy on the slopes.
Wow.
Okay. Well, why aren't you? Because I have to graduate high school. Exactly. You have to graduate from high school. And what's stopping you? Algebra 2. So we're going to do that so that you can go do what you want to do. And, you know, we just need some help along the way to get there. That kid has since texted me to tell me what he's doing.
I love
it. He's on a slope. He's where he wants to be. So, you know, you make your life simpler when you have some specific guidelines that kids know. These are non-negotiable things.
Yes.
They're things that you don't have to, you're going to get dressed. You're going to, you know, routine. It's important for them to have some routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the new thing is, how does your kid feel? Do what he wants to do. Do what he, you know, there's a place for that too. I'm not saying to throw all that away, but just giving yourself some sanity as you're going through this process of trying to raise your kids.
That's so good.
So I would like to help.
All right. Well, listen, folks, we got 5 minutes left.
Awesome.
And that's a great heart for young moms. I think it's so necessary. Jen Ruland. Am I pronouncing
that
right?
Nice. Yeah. Hi, Jen. Yeah.
So Jen.
She's on a team with my daughter in their business. And hi, Jen.
Wow.
Good to have you.
And we didn't even know that.
Yeah.
The team's just picking people.
That's great.
Randomly. So we'll be right back, folks. So, folks, Jen is getting a lot of shout outs.
Oh, there's my girlfriend, Lisa.
I know. Hi, Lisa. Lisa is Hobie's mom.
Yes.
I know.
Great
Hobie.
Family.
I like Hobie.
Yes.
She has been coaching me for the past 22 years, a genuine truth speaker, sharing her life and mothering experience, putting Jesus first, is a prize you can't put a price tag on. Love it.
Thanks,
love it.
Lisa.
Awesome.
I'll pay you later, Lisa.
That's right. That's right. Oh, we had a request, by the way. Someone said, can we show a little bit of the book and maybe even read?
Oh, sure.
Could you read a couple a couple amazing, you know? Oh, by the way, that's cool. That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Read a couple pages. Sure.
So we start with, this is kind of how Mia and I would start our mornings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get dressed. But if you get dressed, you'll be ready to go if a friend invites you to play. So we're getting dressed. And that's the deal. Which shirt would you like to wear? I want to wear the tiger shirt. Sure.
Ah, so there's the Jedi trick.
There's the Jedi trick. And then we go on to our hair tie. And we go on to, I really love this picture I love this one. I don't want to wear a hat. Little kids going outside. And we literally had this argument with all of our kids when they were about 2, 3, 4.
Sure.
I don't want to wear a hat.
Yeah.
But if you wear a hat, your head won't get cold and you'll be able to stay outside longer. So you're going to wear a hat, and that's the deal. Would you also like to wear this scarf? No, just the hat. Sure. And the kid is running out the door to go.
I love it. Play. So it's like parenting, but autonomy. It's that great mixture.
That's a big word that I didn't think of. That's a big word.
Jedi, so, you know.
And then at the very end, this little person kind of flips the switch on mom and says, but mommy, I sing a song too. I don't want to sing the song, the mom says. She says, but if you do, then I'll fall asleep faster. So we should sing a song together. Okay, mommy, just one. And that's the deal.
That is awesome.
So, and that's the scary part of it all. The scary part of it all is God gives you these kids, these people in your life. They end up to be way more like you than you ever wanted them to be, possibly. And the things you say, they will then repeat over and over and over. And we've done some things that we shouldn't have done raising our kids. I've learned over the years that you just got to say, hey, you know, I wasn't trained on how to be a parent. I'm doing the best I can. I'm praying as I go. Yes. Please forgive me for, you know, not handling this situation well or whatever. And you just hope that at the end, you know, and that the things that you have said to them over and over that are godly principles stick. And hopefully some of the things that you say that maybe weren't the best thing to do.
They fall away. Trust the Lord that it'll.
You know, all parents, I believe, are trying their best. I have amazing parents. My parents are at my house right now. Hi, mom and dad. My dad taught me how to make mistakes and say you're sorry and work hard. My parents worked very, very hard.
It's awesome.
They kind of taught me those things, which I'm very thankful
for. Good work ethic. Yeah. 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 Well, you have Germany in the house.
Wow.
How cool is that? Speckensy
Deutsch.
Sylvia Porta. You know, this is amazing.
Hi, Sylvia. Yeah.
And that's Michael great. Says, great author, but a better person. That's pretty cool.
Hi, Mike. That's Coach Mike. Ooh. Yes, he coaches football.
He's
a good friend of mine. Thanks, Mike.
How do you say his last name?
Piketty. Mike Piketty.
Fantastic.
Like spaghetti. He can cook some spaghetti, too.
Can he?
Yeah.
I'm hungry for spaghetti right now.
Yeah.
So here we have the last prize before the coaching session.
Okay. So this is a signed CD. This is the new Scaled and Icy CD by Tyler and Josh, 21 Pilots. It's really good.
I really like it.
You know, I always said I like my kids' things, but I am their mom. So, I mean, I am a little bit biased. But anyway, it's signed. So there you go.
So let me tell you one of my favorite songs from here. I like Choker.
Yeah, I do too.
That's a good one.
I like them all, but that's a good one.
I do like that one.
Yeah.
So here, let's see. We have another winner today. Oh. Talk to me, Lori, about what you mean. Oh yeah, see, Lori's announcing to our team.
Oh wow!
That you're a winner because you're a number one bestseller. So our team is very excited for you.
Yeah, thank you, Carrie, for all your hard work. I couldn't have done it without you guys.
It's it's the team.
Gaelic and Lori have been great project managers.
Oh, yeah.
And answer all my dumb questions.
No.
Hey. Listen to all my worries.
Hey, I'm glad they're on the team because they literally are smarter than me on the processes now, which is great. So let's pick a winner for this. And by the way, folks, you still have a chance. Our team is especially watching right now. Tag, share, and get a copy on Amazon. Tell us if you did, because we're going to pick that 30-minute coaching session. That is going to be life-changing. I mean, it really is. So you can ask Kelly what, you know, advice or, you know, questions you have. And if you don't win, I think people would want to hire you. I'm just saying. So we'll talk about that later.
See.
So let's pick the CD winner. And then let's ask a fun question. Just bought two of Kelly's and one of Chris's.
Nice. Now listen, we're competing. So.
Melissa just said, just got my copy, Nanny to Two Little Ones.
Oh, that's
and it's
great.
Perfect for them.
That's
Melissa
awesome.
Watson.
Thank you.
Dawn, so. Oh my gosh, bought two copies, one for my house and one for
Thanks,
Katie's.
Donnie. That's my cousin.
You know these people?
Hi,
oh my gosh.
Yep. She just had her first little grandbaby. So
congratulations.
That's
again, she doesn't look old enough.
No,
to be a
she's beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
There she is, the Jersey girls.
All right. And, oh yeah, I heard a joke about that. So Tyler
said that we're not a nice people
in New Jersey. Yeah. Now, did I hear this right? That 21 Pilots got selected to play at the football playoff game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I find these things out.
I don't even know, yesterday I was
they're gonna
spreading
play.
The word about your book, and I saw something.
Is it college or pro?
No, I think it's college.
Tyler just got back from Mexico.
I think it's college. Night, I think they're gonna be on the something like the college playoff game,
right?
Or something.
Right. Well, Tyler was on college game. He and Josh did college game day weekend, and if you know Tyler, he studied and he wanted to make sure he knew what he was talking about. But he is a big football fan, and he was surprised how much he retained just by
watching
all year long. So
there you go.
But it's fun. That was fun. Yeah.
All right. So. All right. So Susan's going to be buying the book.
Thanks,
Great
Susan.
Christmas and Baby Gift.
Wow.
We have someone who really wants it. It would be my collection of signed CDs complete.
Oh, wow.
Just saying. Right. Was Sylvia the one from Germany? I don't know. I'm not trying to influence the
just
team.
Just know that I'm not picking.
Yes.
I don't pick.
The team is picking. Dawn says we're nice at the Jersey
yes,
Shore.
Yes, you are.
Awesome. And then more
we call
and more
them the New Jersey Strikers.
Oh,
the New Jersey
I like
Strikers.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, so good folks, pick the my team pick the winner for the CD and tell me who that is. And then we'll set up the final prize. So we have the CD. Okay. The signed. Oh, maybe he meant signed CD. So here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
Deirdre
Gallagher.
I
think it would be D, but you know
we'll
what?
Get you. No,
I think he spelled it wrong. Michelle, my bell. I think that should be, I don't know. Deirdre.
So Deidre Gallagher for the signed
Deidre.
For the signed CD. Okay.
Forgive us
so,
if we said it wrong.
Yeah. So now we have our final prize.
Wow.
And this is the coaching. This is amazing. So and she says it's Deirdre.
Great.
And
thanks, Deirdre.
Jen is buying copies for her niece and great nephew. I mean, this book is just doing amazing. It
appreciate
really
you guys all joining us.
Did you think it would be this fun?
No, I didn't. I was very nervous.
I told
Carrie last night, I'm really nervous to do this.
And that's why I said, just come over and we'll do it in person because I didn't want you to be nervous.
I've had five different shirts that I've tried on
to
do this.
Yeah, I love it. Really?
Oh, that's too dark. That's too this.
I love it. I love it.
Anyway.
Tommy McDonald played for Coach Joseph.
Yes. Oh, I do know Deirdre. Hi, Deirdre.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. All right.
Tommy's a great kid.
Okay.
Great guy. He played with Jay.
Look at that.
Yeah,
all right.
That's great.
So folks, we're gonna pick Tanya said I bought mine to read at the senior girls'
yes,
tea.
Tanya. That's in Tip City, I believe. Tanya and I have a conversation that we need to have here soon.
All right.
She runs the senior girls' Tip City public school event. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but we'll talk briefly. Hi.
All
thanks,
right,
Tanya.
Did you see? Can you see that?
Susan Zartman.
Susan Zartman won the grand prize.
All right, Susan.
All right.
Me and you. Coffee for two.
Yeah.
That's great. I can't wait to talk to you.
That is going
to
be huge. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, folks,
thanks.
This is the end, but it's really
thank
just
you.
The beginning. And you're going to have more books. And thank you for following my 21 Pilots account on Instagram, Kelly. It means
a
lot.
Do
to
I do
me.
That? Yeah.
Sylvia. That's
okay,
from Germany.
Sylvia.
So sweet.
Thank,
all right.
Thanks so much.
Well,
you have seven grandbabies when you have to keep putting your
it's
glasses
okay.
on just to see.
I have, you know, I'm right at the border between bifocals. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Carrie. You've been a great host.
Well, Susan is so excited.
Good.
And folks, spread the word about this book. It is the first of a series. I feel it coming.
Uh-huh.
And you and Chris have many amazing things you're going to do. Support their kids. What is your daughter's new business?
She's doing Beachbody on demand.
Oh yeah.
And she is really cranking it. She started doing it for her own personal after three babies and
Get
back in shape.
Yeah.
Maddie was a college athlete.
Yeah.
And she knows how to work out, that's for sure. So okay. She's got a lot of girls that she's helping. I'm very well, proud of her.
Reach out to Kelly on, yeah. on social media because sure. she loves her kids and grandkids, yep. and I'm sure she'll put you in the right yep. spots, right? Yep. Yep. All right. Take
appreciate
care, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank we'll you to Carrie. You. Appreciate
oh,
it.
Oh, no
Thanks
problem.
So much.
No problem.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.